Welcome. I am so grateful you are here. Let's expand our consciousness. Information leads to transformation. Open your heart. Open your mind. We're on this ascension ride. It's an honor to bring this information to you. This is the Tabitha Polaris Show.
Welcome. I am Tabitha Polaris, and this is episode 41. On today's show, Rachel Sinnes is here to discuss how to embrace our sensitive, empathic powers. I will conclude the show with a channeled meditation to help you tap into these sensitive, intuitive gifts.
This is a weekly health and wellness podcast released every Tuesday. My intention is to raise the frequency of the planet, assist in your spiritual ascension, and bring awareness to the holistic lifestyle. We discuss provocative topics in the metaphysical, spiritual, and wellness fields. If you love God, Source, Love, and Light, if you're a light worker, wellness warrior, or want to live a life full of joy and peace, if you respect your physical body and want to heal our planet's environment, or if you're just curious about living a more peaceful and balanced life, this is your home. This is the Great Awakening, and it's time for us to unite. Join our community at TabithaPolaris.com. You can also find me on all social media sites under that name.
We have an amazing show for you today. I'm so excited to talk to Rachel. And again, I wanted to just thank everyone for being here, sharing this moment. And I really appreciate all of the loyal listeners and everyone who's new. A big hello to all of you. If you enjoy what you hear today, you can leave a rating or a review on Spotify or Apple Music. That helps me grow the show and is greatly appreciated. I am your host, Tabitha Polaris. I am a singing light warrior and creator of high-frequency music and channeled meditations. So you can check out the description of this episode for direct links to everything that we discuss on the show today. And you can also look for the link to join my Soul Tribe community on my website, tabithapolaris.com. I have a lot of original songs and many healing meditations coming out soon. So if you really don't want to miss anything, get on that list. I send out a newsletter once a month with everything, links to everything that's new. I also wanted to give a shout out to today's Spotlight Patreon, Robert L. from Minnesota. Thank you so much for supporting the show and being a Patreon member. So much love and light to you. Now I would like to tell you about today's guest. Rachel Sinnes is a holistic wellness guide for sensitives, a health coach, and a Reiki practitioner. She helps empaths create simple and intuitive self-care rituals that provide consistent energy and focus. Her passion is empowering sensitives to embrace and honor their unique strengths and develop a lifestyle that helps them thrive. So welcome to the show. Say hello, Rachel.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. Before I get into the interview questions, and I'm really excited to talk to you, I always pick angel cards for my guests, and I tune into your energy as a thank you gift for coming on the show. So I used Kyle Gray's angel guide deck, and I have cannot believe what came out for you. First Ooh. Card was transformation, and there's like this amazing being with fire, and I mean, we're all in a transformation right now for sure. The whole planet is, but then we all are on an individual level transforming. And then I only pick one card usually, but today my angels were like, my guides were like, pick three for her. I was like, Trinity, okay, Trinity energy for you today. So then I picked ease and grace. And I was like, what an awesome second card to double back to that transformation. So anything that you are doing, you can say ease and grace with. anything you want to accomplish in life, in your personal or business life, ease and grace, with ease and grace. And this is also something we can also teach our clients and also help the world. I think that is a great message, that we are divine spiritual beings, all powerful. If we tap into our, you know, divine gifts and our higher self and expand our consciousness, that we can accomplish anything with ease and grace. And then the third card was Sacred Plan. I was like, what?
Wow.
So I was like, these are powerful messages today. And there is a sacred plan. And even though the world seems to be very chaotic, people are emotional, there's also this beautiful, divine, spiritual awakening happening. And there is a sacred plan. And that's what gives me faith and hope. And so these are just beautiful messages for you today and for all of us. So there you go.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And that resonates so much. I keep pulling myself from one of my Oracle decks. The transformation card keeps coming up for me. Oh. And this year, I'm really focusing on like Kriya flow, effortless flow, just really allowing things to be less effortless and less forced and just kind of going with the flow. So I love it. Thank you.
I'm glad that resonates with you. I think we all kind of had to do a little bit of tweaking with the way we do business or the way we go about life. So beautiful messages for you. So first off, I love your spiritual business name, Blooming with Health. I love that. And that's just the most beautiful name. I love your entire mission to light the path towards thriving health, intuitive living, and empowered spiritual growth. And I'm so excited to have you here. I'm sure the audience is excited as well to hear your beautiful wisdom. First, can you explain your definition of what sensitive superpowers are?
Yeah, absolutely. So sensitive superpowers, that's kind of a term I came up with last year. And really, it just relates to the gifts that us as sensitives or as highly sensitive people, as empaths, that we just naturally embody. So these are kind of like the signature frequencies or traits that we all tend to have. And of course, it's going to vary, you know, depending on the person. But I have a list of some kind of general sensitive superpowers that I like to talk about. So the first one is empathy. So, you know, pretty straightforward. Compassion, emotional intelligence, advocacy for justice, healing energy and ability, the heightened senses that we tend to have, and intuition. So, you know, reading between the lines or just really having a really strong sense of intuition. So I think that becoming aware of these sensitive superpowers and really embracing them and really figuring out how we can enhance them in our lives and in the work that we're doing or just the projects that we're doing out in the world can really go such a long way to kind of spreading our light out there into the world.
And as you're talking, I'm seeing just beautiful light. Just angelic light behind you. It's so beautiful. So I definitely think you're on the right path, girlfriend. When did you realize your own spiritual gifts? Because obviously you're helping others tap into theirs. What did your journey look like? When did you start to realize yours?
Yeah, it was really 2017 was the biggest turning point for me, even though I've always been like into metaphysical astrology, you know, getting spiritual readings and all of that since I was a teenager. But 2017 and that eclipse that we had that summer, I know so many other people who that was like a really powerful one for. So that was a big turning point for me. I had just had my first daughter also. So that's a huge like awakening and transformation. She was like 6 months at that point. And that's when I really just, I was hit by this energy that I hadn't really felt before. And I was feeling everything in my body. And I was really drawn to meditate every day and just really go inward. And then that's when I started diving into all the rabbit holes, you know, tarot and oracle and Reiki and just all the things.
When you got attuned to Reiki, did that open up your intuition? Because that's what happened to me, like expanded what was already there. Did you experience that?
Yeah, it definitely enhanced it. I feel like it was a stepping stone for sure. You know, part of the
rabbit
part
hole
of the journey.
I love that you said that, because it's like you just keep going deeper and deeper once you open up that beautiful spiritual door. It's beautiful. Now, you mentioned you meditate. Do you have like a practice every morning to help keep you in check? Like, do you pray, meditate, or have any spiritual practices in the morning or evening?
I'll be honest, I don't really have a super consistent morning practice or routine with it. It's more just because I have two really young kids. So it's just kind of when I'm able to, usually when they're napping in the afternoon, that's when I kind of have a little bit more time for myself. So I make sure to chunk out some time where I can do the things that I'm kind of intuitively called to do that day. So that usually looks like, you know, yoga, meditation, pulling some cards, doing some self-reiki, kind of whatever I'm really feeling like I need, you know, in that moment.
That's beautiful. Before I get to the next question, I just have to say that I was guided to pull the moon oracle deck for you. And I keep hearing moon, and now I'm seeing a moon behind you. Are you really obsessed with the moon? Are you connected to the moon?
Yeah, I definitely have a strong connection with the moon, for sure.
I do too. I look at it every night. It's so beautiful. Anyway, what are some signs of being empathic for people that don't know about it? Like, if you're just going on your daily life, you know how, you know, you get that sixth sense where you're like, don't do that, or like, don't cross the street now, or say no to that project. That's kind of the beginning of your intuition. But I'm sure people who haven't experienced or don't know they're empathic, what are a few things that you could say to help them realize that they might be sensitive?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that people kind of realize right off the bat is that they're just feeling what others are feeling. Mm-hmm. So whether that's physically, emotionally, mentally, you're often, you know, just maybe you're feeling overwhelmed and you're not sure, like, is this mine? Is this someone else's? Why do I keep feeling all of this heaviness when I don't have personally anything going on, or all this anxiety? Where is it coming from? So just kind of noticing that you're picking up on feelings and kind of more collective or from other people even around you, people that are close to you or people that are even far away, or just collective energies. So I think, you know, noticing that you just feel on that extra level, that kind of extra sensory, you know, feeling is really, really common. And I think one of the most common things that we as empaths start to kind of wake up to when we realize that we are highly sensitive.
Gosh, it's years ago, there wasn't much support, knowledge, or help out there for people who are empathic or extremely sensitive. Now I feel like it's more out in the open, and there's a lot of people helping other empaths, like, just understand what's happening, or understand, because it could make you physically sick, or it can make you cry, or you could just be like so overwhelmed and not understand these feelings that you're feeling. I remember when I was a child, like, just crying watching Bambi, and I was like, why am I crying? It was just anyone in pain hit me deeply. And when people walked in the room, I knew if they were a good or a bad egg right away. That's what I said when I was a kid. You know, I joke around, good egg, bad egg. Everyone is good, but you know what I mean. Like, I could feel the energy. And then as you get more, then when I realized what I was like, oh, this makes a lot of sense. So it's very helpful to read about being empathic if you are, and realizing that, you know, as you're going through your daily life, you could be picking up on other people's energy and thinking it's yours. But there's also a whole exciting, magical side to it that you could use to help, you know, yourself in your own life, right? So how do you help people who are like fatigued, lackluster, feeling the weight of the world, or experiencing diminishing energy, or just confused about their sensitive gifts and not knowing what to do? Do you help people?
Yeah. I definitely talk a lot about energy, you know, as an empath, because that's one of the things that we are affected with the most. And that's really common, you know, to feel drained, to feel overwhelmed, to feel burnt out, because we're just constantly taking on so much energy. And just, you know, the different things that we can do And it has to be, you know, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. So kind of all of those different aspects of health, there's different things that you can do in all of those areas to really help with energy levels. So like physically, you know, tuning into your body, like intuitive eating, that's something I'm really passionate about as well. So just really checking in and listening to your body, that can go such a long way. And then things like using certain adaptogens and herbs to help with energy levels, that can be helpful. And then of course, when it comes to like our energy body and our spiritual wellness and health, energy hygiene is so huge for empaths. Just, you know, knowing when to kind of release and how to release and cord cutting and all of that can make such a huge difference in how we feel, and in turn allow us to kind of cultivate and really have that sense of consistent energy that we desire.
Elizabeth April was talking about intuitive eating on her YouTube channel yesterday. So it's so funny that you just mentioned that. And I was poking around on your website before this interview. I did see that you have some things about intuitive eating. So I guess intuitive eating, does that mean like, oh, I'm feeling like I need a lot of grapefruit today, so I'm going to eat grapefruit? Is that just like listening to what your body needs? Is that intuitive eating?
Yeah, that's part of it for sure. Yeah. So it's really just learning the language of your body. So what are the cues that are coming up? You know, do you know when you're hungry? Do you know when you're full? Do you get lightheaded? Do you get low blood sugar? Do you get headaches? Do you know, when you crave certain things? Do you allow yourself to kind of, you know, have those things and satisfy that craving rather than maybe feeling like you can't, or, you know, listening to all of the noise that's out there, because it's really kind of chaotic and crazy in that whole world. Yeah. And that's really funny. You mentioned, Elizabeth April. I just watched that video.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Of course you did.
I follow her. Yeah. I follow her pretty regularly. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah. You know who else I like to follow? Lee Harris Energy.
Me too.
He's grounded and up there in the spiritual realms. I love that about him.
I just
want to hang out with him, talk to him. I might even just join the portal, because I don't know. I discovered him on Gaia TV when they, on that show, Extra Dimensionals, I guess it was about his channeling the Z's. And so I tracked him down, and then I was like, wow, his like energy updates are just spectacularly beautiful. And you feel good after you listen to them. And he's always on target. Yeah. So I'm really digging him. I think he's my favorite spiritual guide. Are you, who else?
I was just going to say, I resonate so much with him. Yeah. I just took his rebirth course.
How was that? I was looking at that.
It was amazing.
That good?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I've been following him for a few years. So that's really very synchronistic that you brought up both of them, because those are probably two of my, you know, favorite
spiritual teachers. Me too. We're obviously sisters from another mother. So another thing that helps me is like, I literally get up every morning, no matter how busy I am, no matter what's going on with the kids or business or my life, I have to sage. Take some deep breaths, put my hands over my heart, and just pause for a second. You could use sage essential oil and inhale, or you can burn sage if, you know, whatever you desire, but it's just a way to clean out my energy field and then just tap into what's going on every level of my spiritual, emotional, and physical body. And I do it real quick every morning. It's like just so quick that I don't let myself leave my bedroom without doing it. Because if I don't do that, I don't seem to have a great day. I don't know why. I'm like, I gotta clean out that energy and just like mentally prepare. So breathing is so important too. Just like, everyone can do that. Just like take a deep breath, you know, take time for yourself, do some self-care. Can sensitives and empathics like take their power back? I know you wanted to discuss how we could take our power back. That might be interesting to hear your thoughts on that, unless you already tapped into that already.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I actually, have a few tips there. So on taking your power back. Yeah. So I think the first step is always awareness, you know, so becoming aware of and starting to kind of reclaim your strengths, because I think a lot of empaths and sensitives, when we're younger or adolescent, teenage years, we tend to kind of resent those qualities about ourselves, and we kind of end up viewing that as a weakness, or maybe we hear that reflected from other people around us that we're too much, we're too sensitive, we're, you know, too this, too that. And people often misunderstand that energy, or they just don't really get it. So just kind of reclaiming those strengths within yourself, and also knowing what your particular strengths are. So what you're naturally good at, and then finding any ways that you can play up and enhance those qualities about yourself. So if you know that you are particularly really drawn to advocating for justice, you know, how can you assist in the causes that you really care about in a way that's also aligned with your energetic frequency? And also really big is releasing any sort of victim mindset around being an empath, because I found that is something in this community, like in this world, some people kind of are drawn to that. I know there's like I haven't read it myself, but there's like the empath survival guide, and just the languaging behind that kind of bothers me, because it's like we're cursed with this thing that we have to survive, you know, and I'm all about thriving, not just surviving. So I think that kind of that language can be kind of harmful in some regards.
I love what you said about being aware, because that is the first step. Awareness is key. So that's a very good first step. And I like what you also said about, yeah, we're not victims. We are superpowers. These are superpowers. I love that. I mean,
yeah.
We just have to learn how to live with them and use them to our advantage. And everything is mindset. Everything is perception. Everything is energy, you know? So mm-hmm. We attract what we think, what we say. So I think being mindful of our thoughts about it, about being empathic or sensitive, is really important. So thank you for those tips. That's really beautiful advice. So the world is obviously experiencing a spiritual awakening, and more people are becoming aware of these sensitive qualities about them and their divine intuitive gifts. Do you agree there will be a more of a demand for these gifts in the coming years ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that I love to talk about and just bring awareness to, because, you know, just our gifts are really going to be in high demand, and they're so needed. They're more needed than ever before. I mean, just looking at the state of the world and the chaos and just the fear and the anger and the shadows that are coming up and the resentment and all of those collective energies. I mean, it's very heavy. And what's going to balance that out? What's going to neutralize those energies? It's going to be compassion, and it's going to be empathy. So we really need to step into our gifts now. This is the time to really become empowered within our sensitive superpowers, so that we can really assist with the collective awakening. So stepping into our power, speaking up, and even taking on leadership roles, or just really allowing yourself to fully shine in whatever capacity you feel drawn to, is going to be really important now. And then especially going forward, you know, I think this whole next decade, I know a lot of people talk about, you know, just the progression of everything that's going to be happening, and just the complete and radical transformation that we are going to go through as humanity. So I think it's only going to continue to grow in terms of us being needed as a group and as a kind of a cohort.
I agree. I kind of felt like when this all started, I'm like, oh, it's go time.
Yes, me
it's
too.
It's go time. Just buckle up. Time to do your work, you know, and that can mean like sitting in your room, holding the world in light and meditating and just sending out positive energy, or it can mean talking to people one-on-one, or it can mean, you know, going live and providing some words of inspiration. It can mean stepping up, carving out more time to, you know, have Reiki clients or help people in your practice, using whatever gifts you have to help others is a great thing to do during this time. Service to others is amazing, and honoring yourself. It's a great time to go within and, you know, really figure out who you are, what you're good at, what you want. I know that a lot of people had some extra time off in this last year with quarantine. So that was like a really cool time where everyone had a forced time out to really like go within and figure out what they want in life and what they want the outcome to be in the world. And then now we're seeing all of the darkness come to the surface and be more people are aware of it, and it's releasing. And I feel like as things are coming to the surface, more light workers are waking up or stepping up and using their gifts. It's kind of exciting to watch. I also feel like in the future, energy healing will be even more needed or even more scientifically used. I really feel like sound vibrational healing is like the future of everything. The more I read about it, it's really exciting. So we have so much to look forward to. And I feel like we were born to help the planet during these times, and we were born to experience and watch and hold the light. So yeah, it's a challenging emotional time as well as a very magical and exciting time. So I'm looking forward to see, you know, how things play out. No one really knows what's going on or how things will play out, but the most important thing we can all do is stay in that positive high frequency. That's how you can fight off negativity, you know? So just be mindful of your thoughts on a very small level, like create a little bubble of joy in your house, do things that bring you joy. And that will like just shine out to the universe. You know, the more light and love and happiness and positivity is around, we'll definitely go into the collective consciousness and like launch us into the new, you know, way of life. It's going to be exciting. So do you use your empathic abilities or intuition or any other gifts to help you in your personal life or your business?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like it's just something that I use all the time, you know, no matter who I'm working with or talking with. I think that it always comes up because it's just kind of, it comes naturally. And I think it helps in any situation, you know, any sort of dynamic, any interaction, any conversation, just having that ability to kind of tune in and maybe hear or read between the lines, you know, even, which I think is really important, especially now with everything being virtual, because we don't have necessarily as much access to those, the body language and the cues and all of that. So
it's so funny you said that. I just did an interview for my original music. I was being interviewed on a radio station, and it was so bizarre because it was a Zoom interview, but the screen was off. So I just heard his voice. I'm like, I see no physical cues with you. I have no idea what's going on. I have to tap into my intuition now or whatever. That's funny you said that. It's definitely interesting. Yeah. Everyone is virtual.
Right. And then when we're out, you know, if we have to wear a mask, like, I mean, yeah, just that whole thing. And how, I mean, your smile, your mouth, like your facial expressions, you know, you can't pick up on those signals, and that just cuts off such a huge piece of that human interaction. And I think so many of us, because we've been virtual for so long, you know, we're just craving that more and more. So the more that we can use our intuition in any way, or just kind of open up to kind of really sensing or getting deep with people.
Yeah.
That's what we need. That's what we need right now.
Oh my gosh, for real. What advice would you give to everyone listening to help them through these challenging times?
I would say, don't try to figure everything out, and don't get stuck in the mindset that you have to fix what's going on or other people. And I think as empaths, you know, we kind of jump to that conclusion sometimes, like, okay, I feel all this heaviness. I can feel all the pain. I can feel all the energy. What can I do to help? How can I fix this? Like, you know, how can I make the biggest impact? Which is a great sentiment. It's great. but it also can feel very overwhelming, and it can feel like we are literally taking on the weight of the world. So I think just remembering and reminding yourself that you are not responsible for the collective energy, and you can choose when you release that and what you're taking on from other people. And you don't have to fix it all yourself. You don't have to even figure out what's going on, because like you said, none of us really know what's going on fully. We don't know the full picture. No one does. You know, whether you're intuitive or psychic, I mean, we all have a glimpse or kind of our own perspective on what's going on, but nobody really knows the whole truth, or even if there is a whole truth. So I think just remembering that, and that's something that I've noticed within myself in the past year, just kind of going in and out of, and when I sink into that mode of, you know, feeling like I want to dive in and figure out what's going on, then that really just kind of messes with your head. And, you know, you can kind of end up in some darker places there. So I think that just continuing to remind yourself that you don't have to figure it all out.
That's good advice, because I felt like I needed to like send out light, hold the light, New York. Like I was like, and then I did it every day during the heightened part of the times, because I felt like I was supposed to. But that is a good point, that you could choose to tap into that collective energy or not, and going within, and you know, it could be just as powerful to do something good in your own life or work on yourself. That could be just as powerful as sending energy out to other people, sending energy into yourself. Raising your own frequency is just as powerful, or even more powerful, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because cool. I mean, creating that ripple effect, because if we aren't in that state, or if we ourselves are really vibrating at a low frequency or really just struggling, then how are we going to be able to help other people? How are we going to spread that light outwards? So it definitely is, it's a balancing act, because we all want to help out. We all want to do what we can to raise the vibration of the planet and the people around us. But without taking care of ourselves and listening to our own needs first, and really embodying that holistic self-care, you know, it's really difficult to do anything from that place.
So how old is your child now? 19, 20, 20, is it a couple years?
So I have my daughter just turned 4, and I have a 19-month-old son, and I'm also 6 months pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Maybe that's why you're glowing. I have a feeling you glow all the time. Well, congratulations. And how has that been for you, you know, being a mom during these times? You know, you always think about how this is affecting your kids. And the way I've dealt with it is just to make sure I'm good first, like put the oxygen mask on you in the plane first. That always sticks in my head. But then also like making sure they know everything's good. Like we're okay. We have food, water, we're all taken care of. Mm-hmm. And just making sure that what they're hearing through the internet or their friends, like just keep communication lines open. I think my kids are a little bit older than yours, but you must be tired, because are you doing homeschooling you must have had a lot of changes happen during this time. You must have had to take like a breath and be like, whoa.
Yeah, it's been a lot for sure. I mean, my daughter just turned 4, so we're not doing any like virtual schooling yet. Okay. Or anything with her. So she is young enough, you know, that she doesn't quite have to be in that world yet, or we don't have to, have to deal with that aspect of it, which is nice. But still, yeah, just all of the changes in the world around her. And I mean, my son,
like playdates, you know, like are they right? Like it's just it affects them even if they're little.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad they have each other during this time, because, you know, a lot of the time we're just at home, just our family, so, you know, obviously they can play with each other. But yeah, just trying to explain a little bit about what's going on without it feeling negative or overwhelming, or, you know, kind of sharing too much, I guess, information with, because they're so young.
Well, they are so lucky and blessed to have you as a mom. And I'm sure all of your clients or, you know, your tribe is really blessed to have you as well. Do you offer healing services and classes, or are you just doing the podcast right now?
So I'm actually launching a group program again in March. So I'm running a free challenge at the end of February. So that's my next on the docket for me. And I do offer some like one-off services, like sessions and distance Reiki and things like that on a very limited basis, just because, you know, I have to really choose where I'm sending my energy right now. But yeah, I'm really excited about my upcoming challenge that I have going on at the end of this month. It's all about just really embodying your inner empowered empath. So
that sounds fun. And yeah. Tell us a little bit about your podcast. Are you still doing the podcast? So tell everyone the name, what it's about, where they can listen.
Yeah. So it's called the Empath Metamorphosis Podcast, and it's on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And yeah, in the past, I've had interview episodes, but really it's just been solo casting for the recent months, because I just feel like that's what I've been really called to do, and just kind of share, you know, messages that are kind of coming through for the collective or for my audience. So I really enjoy it. And I talk about all things, you know, related to holistic wellness and just being an empath and energy hygiene and just embracing your strengths and your superpowers so that you can thrive.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. I can't wait to listen. Let's send everyone to discover you to your Instagram and Facebook, which is Blooming with Health.
Yes.
And your email, if anyone wants to contact you, is I am spelled I am. I'll put the link in bloomingwithhealth@gmail.com. You wanted to tell everyone your email, correct?
Yes.
Just want to make sure I'm sharing your email. So I am bloomingwithhealth@gmail.com. The link to your Instagram, Facebook, and your email will be in the description of this episode. And how will people find out, I guess, if they're following you on social media, or they can email you if they want to get involved in this new project at the end of February that you're launching, which sounds really fun.
Yeah. I'm going to be sharing about it. If you find me on Facebook or my Facebook page, I'll be sharing more there. And also on my Instagram, I'll have the link in my bio if you want to get signed up. It's totally free. It's going to be a 3-day challenge. I think the dates are February 24th through the 26th.
Fun. Make sure you tag me, or if I, you know, I'll share it to my sites and tell everyone about it and help you promote it as well. So is there anything else you'd like to share before we end? I'm so happy that we had this time to chat, and it was really fun talking to you. So thank you.
Yeah, same. Yeah, just thank you for having me. I really enjoyed, you know, listening and kind of checking out your show and the vibe and everything that you're doing and putting out in the world. So I think that's awesome. Mm. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to come on to your show and to connect.
Thank you so much. All right. I have a few final announcements. The essential oil of the day is coming up, and then I'll close the show with a short meditation prayer. Today's essential oil of the day is called Calm CBD Roll-On. It is one of my favorite things, and it's much needed today in these times. It contains high-quality CBD and an array of Young Living essential oils, including eucalyptus, frankincense, lavender, orange, vetiver, and ling-a-lang. All of these oils relax your nervous system. It will create a beautiful environment for you to quiet your mind and just be in that space of peace. So it's very simple to use. You just apply it to your chest, your neck. I like to put it on the inside of my wrists as well. And you can use it as often as you need it. To order, you can use my essential oil link in the description of this episode or on my website. And you can get started with any starter kit and receive 24% off on all future orders and current orders by using my link. I really believe in Young Living essential oils. I don't know how I would live without them. It's nature's living energy right there delivered to your door, made on the beautiful Young Living farms. And it's so important to just use natural tools to help you through these times. So I'm in love with the roll-on. We have some amazing guests coming up to look forward to. I'm really excited. I wanted to get your feedback. Do you like the Lightworker Rounds tables that I'm doing? Those I stream live on my YouTube and Facebook channels. And I put the audio version out on the podcast. So I wanted to know if you guys liked that round table interview style. I might do that a few times here and there throughout the year. And I think it's really cool to gather some light workers together and hear what they have to say and share their wisdom with all of us. You can follow me on Telegram. It's an app you can download on your phone. And you can also connect with me on my website to explore my high frequency music, meditations, energy healings. And I have that Seven Spheres of Light guided meditation album to balance your chakras that is out now. And it's available as a digital download, and the USBs just arrived. So I wanted to tell you guys, sometime by this weekend, those will be available on my website where you could not only download it, but if you prefer the USB to be mailed to your house, you can get the entire album, the ebook, and the videos and the audios all on a convenient USB flash drive mailed to wherever you are in the world. I have lots of meditations coming out and a lot of original music, so I'm really excited about this year. We have many things to look forward to in life, and I hope you are just creating your own bubble of joy, like I said on the show today. Really follow your joy. I'm having a blast following my joy, and that is my wish for you, that you go within and find something that you absolutely love to do or that you are doing currently that you love, and just appreciate it and really enjoy every moment of your day. So have gratitude. That's my tip of the day. Also, if you like the free content that I'm providing, you can send a donation of any amount, even if it's $2, to my PayPal link in the description of this episode. You can also find that link on my website. And you can also join the Patreon community. I post behind the scenes footage of me in the music studio creating the podcast. And that is a $3 or $5 membership per month. It's like a cup of coffee, the cost of a cup of coffee. So again, I appreciate all of the patrons and anyone who gives a donation. It's very much appreciated and helps me keep this show going. So now it is time for me to tell you how much I love you and appreciate you. And I will do the closing meditation prayer now. Find a comfortable place to relax, close your eyes, and listen to the sound of my voice. Listen to the music and breathe. Inhale deeply and relax your body. Exhale what does not serve your greatest and highest good. You are surrounded by beautiful white healing light. We call in your angels. We call in your spirit guides. We call in your guardian angel. And now it is time to connect with your eternal spirit, your higher self, that part of you that is all-knowing of the divine magic of the universe and has your best interest at heart. Your higher self exists in the higher realms of expanded consciousness, and this is the part of you that can tap into anything. You can ask for guidance, in life matters, as well as help in developing your intuition and connecting to your empathic qualities. We call upon our angels and our higher self to assist us in having awareness of all of our sensitive abilities. And we are grateful for the ability to use these gifts throughout our day to help us in our personal life and our business. Now think of a question you'd like to ask your higher self. Think of something you need help with, or a question. And now listen for the answer. We give thanks for the ability to have awareness throughout our day, for the hits of intuition, to feel the sensitive, beautiful emotions of the collective consciousness, and also the ability to have control over our emotional bodies, to protect ourselves, to turn it on and off, to have complete control of our beautiful powers of divinity, our spirituality. We find that love surrounds us. Love is all around us. Joy is all around us. We stay in a high frequency vibration throughout our day. And that awareness of our abilities, of what we feel and pick up throughout the day, we have gratitude for it, and we have the ability to control it. And when you are feeling overwhelmed by the feelings of people around you, or the earth, or what's going on in the collective consciousness, you can visualize a white shield around you. So practice that right now. Visualize a white bubble of light protecting your soul, your spirit, your mind, your physical body. It sparkles and shimmers, and everything bounces off of it and does not enter. And all you have to do is close your eyes and imagine this, and it is so. This beautiful shield of white light surrounds your physical body and expands a few inches out. This shield protects you from anything negative, stressful, toxic, or intrusive. And within the protection of this shield, you feel yourself being centered, happy, and energized. This shield blocks out negativity, but at the same time, you can take in what's positive and loving if you desire. You have the ability and the awareness to define and express your relationship needs. Knowing your needs and being able to assert them is a strong form of self-protection for empaths. Then you can be in your full power in any relationship in your life. If something doesn't feel right, raise the issue with your partner and speak up for yourself. Find your voice. Set energetic boundaries at work and home. You are in control of your existence. You have power over your perception. When you're absorbing the stress of symptoms of others, you need to release the negative energy. You can inhale essential oils like lavender. You can light a candle. You can burn sage. You can set clear limits within this energy system to repel the negativity. It is important to have awareness, to be in control of what you take in. You can call upon the power of your spirit guides, your angels, to assist you in this protection, and call upon them to develop your intuitive gifts even more at the same time that they are protecting you. So take a deep breath in and out, and visualize your protective bubble expanding even more to give you an extra layer of protection. And now place your hands together in gassho, palms facing each other, and hold in front of your chest with your thumbs resting on your heart. Take a moment to acknowledge the incredible divine consciousness that you are. You are love and light. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You are part of the universe, and it would not be the same without you. So live in the light. Spread the light. Be the light. And shine your light. Thank you for holding this space with us today. May your hearts be filled with love and light. Keep your eyes wide open for signs from your angels. Many blessings to you, and looking forward to being with you next Tuesday.